www.kamikaze-radio.de. Das war Teared Up von Common Enemy. Ich habe immer noch den Justin, den Gitarristen und Hintergrundsänger, wenn man das so übersetzen will, am Telefon. Okay, Justin, what I ask you in the little break was if you do your booking on your own?
Yeah, we in the States, and actually in the States we do everything ourselves. We have a Puerto Rico tour come September that we've had help booking, and Dave from Horror Business Records in Germany actually books our European tours, and he's strictly DIY, but everything we do ourselves.
So that you have just a couple of people in the background who will maybe work a bit for you and your shows? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty hard to do the job on stage and having all the stress with booking and what else.
Oh, it's a lot of work. Very stressful.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but you also have to do a lot of shows and so, and you need time to sleep and for your family, like you told me a couple of minutes before.
Yes, I have two kids and a beautiful fiance, and sometimes I take time away from them for the band, and sometimes I take time away from the band for them. And that's kind of give and take and a lot of stress, but, you know, beer and some weed will go to sleep, you know?
Yeah, if it works.
Oh, yeah.
Ja, okay, also die machen ihre, also wie sie alles schon selber machen mit quasi mit den Alben und so weiter, damit sind sie einmal auf die Nase gefallen, als sie jemand anderen gefragt haben oder beziehungsweise über jemand anderen gearbeitet haben, machen sie jetzt wieder auch ihre Alben alle selber. Außerdem wird das Booking von ihnen selber gemacht. Justin selber sagt, es ist schon eine Menge Stress, das zu machen, dann auch mit der Band alles in deinen Hut zu kriegen. Sie haben auch einige Leute, die ihnen da im Hintergrund etwas helfen. So ist zum Beispiel jemand in Deutschland, der ihnen hilft, hier in Europa einige Kontakte zu knüpfen, wenn es dann um eine Tour in Europa geht. Oder auch, allgemein versucht, hier die Band bekannt zu machen. Er braucht natürlich auch noch Zeit für seine Familie und seine zwei Kinder. Und ja, das muss man ja auch alles erstmal hinkriegen. And what are your dreams or what are you thinking about Common Enemy in the future?
As far as what I'm hoping we tour the world one day and get to play all the places we've ever wanted to and places that most bands don't play. And just keep writing music and hopefully people get the message.
Yeah, I think could you maybe tell me who's writing the texts from the songs? Or the
who's writing the lyrics?
Yeah, the lyrics,
On Living the Dream, we actually all kind of wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
We all split it up because Gary was kind of newer to the band at the time, and we all just decided that we all wanted part of it. With a lot of the newer stuff, we all kind of talk about what we should write about, and then we let Gary flow with the newer stuff.
Yeah.
And the newer stuff is becoming more political to us, personal politics.
Okay.
Hopefully, like I said, there's a lot of messaging involved in it, and we're just hoping people listen and make a judgment call for themselves.
So that you all brought your emotions in the lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Ja, also es ist so, dass sie, dass sie, als sie am neuen Album gearbeitet haben, nicht so wunderbar zusammengepasst haben, gab ein paar Probleme. Dann haben alle angefangen, Texte zu schreiben, das war aber nicht so der Hammer wohl. Und dann haben sie angefangen, so ein bisschen, mit ihren eigenen Gefühlen zu arbeiten. Und Gary hat das dann wohl in Texte gefasst und dann auch jetzt in dem Living the Dream Album so verpackt. Okay, and have you played with other big bands of the business in some maybe big clubs or so in America?
We've played with many bands. When you say big bands, you can have all kinds of definitions of big.
Yeah, okay. maybe famous or so everybody knows, and you like to remember these concerts with these bands. Or what was your famous concert you ever played?
Got to play a venue
Yeah.
And we've got to play it, and we actually got to play with one of my favorite bands in the world, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Yeah, I know this name, but I do not have like music of them.
Yeah, they're amazing guys. It was great to meet them, talk to them, play with them. And like I said, we got to actually co-headline the show for them, and it was amazing. And then we actually played there 2 months later. We got to play there with Jello Biafro and his new band. And that was actually a treat to meet him and talk to him, too. But we played with many, many bands. We got to play with Vitamin X when they came through Philly.
Yeah.
They're one of my favorite bands. When we first started in 2002, like beginning, the end of 2002, we got to play with the Misfits. And it was a lineup of Jerry Only, Marky Ramone, and Dez from Black Flag. So I got to meet all them. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds cool. I know all these names.
Yeah, we've had many great experiences, and we've had experiences that we kind of wish we would have never had. You know, when you meet a band that you've listened to all your life, and
yeah, also when you was a kid or so.
What was that?
Also, when you've been a kid and heard these bands, and then you meet them if you're an adult.
Yes, exactly, and they turn out to be somebody you really wish they weren't. If you get my drift.
I think I get it.
Are assholes.
Yeah. Ah, okay, also sie haben natürlich viele Konzerte gespielt und er erinnert sich gerne daran zurück, wie er mit seinen favorisierten Bands gespielt hat. Ich habe jetzt leider einen von den Namen vergessen. Aber jetzt hatten sie letztens zum Beispiel ein großes Konzert gespielt, wo dann auch zum Beispiel der Sänger von Misfits einer der berühmten Ramones war und auch der Sänger von Black Flag. Und er dachte, also das sind halt Bands, die er auch schon früher gehört hat, und dachte dann natürlich, solche Leute entwickeln eventuell Stallion und sind irgendwie Arschlöcher, wenn man das so sagen kann. Aber er hat sie nett kennengelernt und muss sagen, dass er echt überrascht war, wie sie so drauf waren. Yeah, okay, and what I want to ask you too, where can the people find you in the internet or in the internet?
On the internet, they can go to commonenemy2000.com or myspace.com/commonenemy.
Also MySpace?
MySpace, yep. Common Enemy.
Yeah.
What else? Facebook, we're on there somewhere.
Okay.
If you just look up Common Enemy, you'll be able to find it. The internet is kind of overwhelming with social networks right now.
Yeah, I know. But everybody is in there. Millions of people, or yeah, more, billions of people.
Yeah.
The easiest way to find them.
Yeah. I think too much information can hurt people. I think
angel and devil in one body.
Yeah, sometimes the information is more of an opinion than really truly information. But there's social networks everywhere with bands galore, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice. And where can the people get your merchandising or your CDs and so, yeah, all the things you sell?
Overseas, over in Europe, Horror Business Records. He's been releasing our stuff since Late Night Skate. And,
okay.
We love Dave. He's a great guy. You can probably get all of our releases that are available from him. And then he works with Trashmark Distribution, so there's some shirts available through them. Everything else you can get on interpunk.com or Overdose on Records, our label in the States, which actually we run. It's actually me and the drummer, my brother, we actually run it.
Okay,
we're
yeah.
Actually going to have a web store, and you can get everything on there, too.
Okay, I think the people will visit these pages and maybe buy your merchandising. Okay, also ja, also es gibt natürlich einige Seiten, wie ihr eben genannt habt, im Internet, wo ihr die finden könntet. Und auch in Deutschland gibt es Seiten, wo ihr die Artikel erhalten könnt. Müsst ihr dann einfach nur auf die Seiten klicken und bestellen und dann unterstützt ihr die Band und auch alles, was dazugehört. Okay, then there's nothing missing, I think. Do you want to tell me something really important, what's lying on your heart or so?
Tell you something important?
we missed maybe. Yeah, okay. Then I think that I have to thank you for your time you gave me from America.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling me up.
Yeah, no problem. And I hope you will enjoy your concerts in Germany, and all the people who visit them will also enjoy it.
I hope so, too.
Okay.
Every time we come over, we have a good time, so I think we will.
Yeah, German fans are nice fans, I think.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Then I will thank you, and we'll have you on the phone for about 5 minutes more when we stop the interview. And yeah, you can give greetings to someone if you want now for the last thing.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say hi to Dave from Horror Business, Dave Zolda, and I want to say hi to Euron from Sidetracked. We miss you guys, and we'll see you in a week.
Okay, then I will stop our interview with one last song of your band, song called "Living the Dream" from the actually album. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll wish you a nice tour in Europe.
Okay.